The bank holiday weekend starts in less than 48 hours. Tens of thousands of secondary school students will be on their holidays then too. So for many families, this weekend marks the start of their summer holiday. And that means a very busy Dublin airport. Will it cope? Let's talk to our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, on Monday, the government asked Dublin Airport Authority for a plan within 24 hours to avoid the chaos of last weekend, which saw over 1,000 people miss their flight. Has the government seen any plan yet?
I think the detail of the plan is probably going to be revealed in the Oireachtas at 1:30 today when the senior management figures from the operators at Dublin Airport give the details. That seems to be the point when the exact detail will be revealed. There were discussions with government ministers yesterday, with the Transport Minister Eamon Ryan and the Minister of State Hildegard Nocton, who also sits at Cabinet. And the focus there was on doing something about the queues, and that was improving the queuing system at the airport and also having more lanes to bring people directly to security. The plan is going to centre around that, and crucial to it all, it seems, is having more staff deployed from other parts of the operation at Dublin Airport to help with that queuing system. But I suppose, crucially too, Eamon Ryan, as he went into Cabinet yesterday evening, wasn't able to provide absolute assurances or guarantees that all would work well this weekend. He said the airport operators had an obligation to do everything to make sure it does operate well and doesn't repeat what happened last Sunday, but there wasn't an absolute guarantee.
What sort of reception do you think the DAA will receive from politicians today? Presumably, they will focus their questions on around staff, extra staff, rather than redeployed staff, and their pay and conditions at the airport.
Yeah, there is going to be a focus on that, and there's going to be a focus too, I suppose, how swiftly can that target of reaching 370 extra staff be reached. About 300 have been hired already. Getting the extra 70 is seen as very important. There was much political anger expressed yesterday about pay and conditions, that people who were taking up new posts at the airport were being offered. That was repeated outside the chamber, but also during leaders' questions. Responding, the Minister for Public Expenditure said that all people were being offered at least 30 hours, a guarantee of 30 hours work at the airport, but some saying that was not sufficient and it wasn't a sufficient guarantee for those workers. So I think that is going to be a key part of today's questioning. But also there's likely to be questions too about perhaps how this wasn't seen, given that many in Leinster House believe it was predictable that there was going to be a recovery in tourism and these type of numbers were going to happen at this point of the year. I think a third area of questioning is going to be what level of communication has there been between the airport operators and the government, particularly in recent weeks, and has there been many requests for extra funding? Because as of yesterday, the view from government and the message for government was that it would do everything it could and provide any support it could to the airport, but it was up to the people running it to make sure that there wasn't a repeat of Sunday's events. And of course, it isn't just the bank holiday weekend. The figures for July, on many days in July now, are predicted to be close to what they were before the pandemic.
What is the attitude in Cabinet to this? I mean, how big an issue is it for them, for the Taoiseach, the Tánaiste there, or are they happy for it to be taken up and led by the two relevant ministers?
I think there's an awareness that the political stakes are high on this. There is a sense that the tourism sector is recovering and that this obviously poses difficulty to that recovery. Then there is the wider view about reputational damage to the country generally when it's looked at from those viewing this country as a place for prospective investment. So there is an awareness of that. When it comes to the fine details of a plan of how exactly things will change, I think that is being left to the ministers to discuss with those running the airport. And the discussions that took place at government level yesterday in some ways are hoping and really hoping there isn't a repeat of last week's events. But I don't think they're absolutely certain on that point. But they do also point out that this is something that is happening in many airports across the UK and across Europe at the moment.
Micheál, thank you very much. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.